Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning. We hope you'll become a regular listener each Sunday morning at this time as we try to give you a message of truth. We also have a TV program that airs right after this broadcast from 8 to 8:30 on your public access channel number 6 entitled Searching the Scriptures. Please give it a look. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. You'll find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. You'll find our radio programs are there, our TV programs are there. We have free Bible correspondence courses that you can take through the email. We have a variety of Bible literature that will be helpful to you in writings and in PowerPoints and in sermons. And we also have a way for you to contact us if you would like a personal Bible study. Please give it a look. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the meeting times of our regular meeting times at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all of these services. You'll always be warmly received. For the last few weeks, we've been examining the subject of homosexuality. We are now discussing the homosexual agenda. Last week, we finished by looking at the first point of their agenda, and that's desensitization. In trying to desensitize us and changing our attitude and how we look and view at homosexuality and how we think about it in order that they might be able to further their agenda. Now, the second part of their theory and their agenda is called jamming. Now, jamming is defined this way. It's a psychological terrorism meant to silence the expression or even support for dissenting opinion. Radio counselor and psychologist Dr. Laura Schlesinger experienced big-time jamming during the run-up of her planned television show on this subject. Activists launched a massive intimidation campaign against the television program's advertisers. Why? In order that she might not be listened to, in order to not get the message out, in order that the other side will not be told. Ladies and gentlemen, this is part of their agenda. They don't want to have an open discussion. They don't want to have an open discussion with their side presented and then present the alternative view. That is something that they do not desire. They want to try to silence that dissenting opinion. They don't want it heard because that weakens their case. And so what they try to do is do things by their activists in order to silence that opinion, silence that voice, so it will not be heard, so it will not be listened to, in order that their voices are heard louder than the opposition. And they are very good at it. Let me give you another example. Between the evolutionists and the creationists, I don't know how many of you know anything about the Creation Museum that's right outside of Kentucky, but close to Cincinnati. And when they were building that Creation Museum, the ACLU and some of the groups that affiliate with them tried for 2 years in court to keep that from being open. Why? Because the evolutionists and the one that believes in natural desire, they do not want that open because they do not want the other side told. They don't want the truth to be exposed to other people. They just want a one-sided conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what the homosexual agenda wants. It wants a one-sided conversation. It wants their voice to be heard, and it wants to silence our voice. If you do not believe that, you're being naive, because we are looked at as a problem. If you don't accept the homosexual, then you're a homophobic, or you're a whoremonger, or you're a gay basher. And if you don't accept them, then you don't have compassion. You don't have long-suffering. You're not kind, and you're violating their rights. You see, they want a one-sided conversation. They don't want our side told why we believe and why we submit that such conduct is sinful and it's against nature and it's against God and it's sinful because God calls it sin. And yet they don't want that told. They even went so far at one time a few years ago to try through a roundabout way through our Congress to make the Bible a hate book. Why would they say it's a hate book? Because they would say, because it speaks against homosexuality. Well, that's because it's not natural behavior and God calls it sexual immorality. And so the jamming agenda is to get that voice and to get that dissent and to get that opinion not to be heard and not even to be registered. And then the last point that they use in their agenda is called conversion. We mean conversion of the average American emotion, mind, and will through a planned physiological attack in the form of propaganda fed to the nation via the media. We mean subverting the mechanism of prejudice to our own end, to turn their hatred into warm regard, whether they like it or not. And so what they're seeking to do is to convert us by just not being actively opposed to it, by not speaking out against it, by just looking at it as just another choice among choices. And instead of having a prejudice against homosexuality, or maybe even a hatred for it, that it turns into a warm regard. You know, they're really not hurting anybody. And, you know, it just if it's good for them and they feel that it makes their life better, then we should just accept that and we should just go marry along our way. And if that's what they want to do and how they want to conduct their life, then we ought to allow them to do that. You see, that is what they're getting at. That's what they're talking about in conversion, that we look at it in a whole different light. We don't look at it as how God looks at it. We don't look at it as sexual immorality. We don't look at it as being sinful. We don't look at it as being against nature, because that's what the biblical divine record says, and that's what the God that created mankind says. And yet they're going to silence that and try to get us to just not emphasize our position, and so our voice will not be heard and it'll be drowned out, and their voices will overcome our voices. Well, how are they going to go about getting desensitization, jamming, and conversion? Well, they seek affirmation. What the homosexual agenda is to seek affirmation. We are no longer seeking just a right to privacy and a protection from wrong. We also have a right, as heterosexual Americans already have, to see the government and society affirm our lives. You see, they want society and they want government to affirm that their life is natural and normal as any heterosexual couple is, that they're just as normal, they have the right, and they're making homosexuality a civil right. And they're telling you you're violating your rights. Ladies and gentlemen, we're violating no rights. This is the propaganda of the homosexual. Homosexuality is not a civil right issue. Now let me explain. When the blacks were persecuted and during the Civil War, when they were treated as property and when they were not treated in a very upright and fair manner, and that was discrimination, that was something that was wrong, and it should have been corrected, and it was corrected because it was wrong behavior, because black people were not property and should not have been treated as property, and that was wrong, and so it was corrected. But what could a black person do about being black? Nothing. He was born black. He was persecuted and he was mistreated because of the color of his skin, that he had nothing to do about how that got that way. Woman suffrage. There were times when women were not allowed to vote, when women were kind of in the background, where now they have more equal rights. Well, you know what? That was wrong. They should have been afforded the same opportunity. That should have been their God-given right. But you see, they were suppressed. But what did a woman do in order to be treated that way? Nothing, because she was born a woman. She was born that way. She didn't have anything to do about the behavior that she was receiving. It is not the same in homosexuality. It is not because they were born that way. There is no genetic link, and we'll look at that later on in these lessons. There is no magical gene that makes them that way. A person is a homosexual by a learned behavior and a choice that they make for that sexual orientation. And so it is not something that just happens to them. It is something they choose to do, and the homosexual agenda and their propaganda is trying to change the definition to make it a civil rights violation. And it is nothing to compare to the black civil rights movement and to woman suffrage. It is trying to mix apples and oranges, and the propaganda of the homosexual agenda has been very good at getting that message out. But make no mistake about it, there's one other thing that they need to do, and that is they need to destroy Christianity. The teaching that only male and female sexual activity within the bounds and constraints of marriage is the only acceptable form should be reason enough for any homosexual to denounce the Christian religion. And so they want to minimize and they want to destroy Christianity because Christianity stands opposed to their practice because it is against the divine order that has been established by God. Now, mainstream denominationalism has kind of helped the homosexual agenda out because now, because it's been made a political issue in our country, there are many mainstream religions today who are now opening, embracing the homosexual, even to the point of letting them be in positions of authority in their clergy and in their laity and in leading their congregations as having women homosexual bishops or a man that's a gay leading one of the larger denominations of mainstream denominationalism. Also, some Roman Catholics are now accepting and performing marriages for homosexuals. Some of the Jewish rabbis are now also acknowledging the right for men and women to be married, and they are performing the ceremony. Again, it is understanding to try to break down the barrier of any opposition. The homosexual just does not want to be able to marry. He just doesn't want to be able to get a marriage license and to be able to get married. He wants his lifestyle to be sanctioned as being normal, as being acceptable by society and by the masses, and to silence the opposition to it because it opposes their agenda. Ladies and gentlemen, their propaganda machine is very well oiled, very organized, and has been very successful because of two reasons. Number one is our media, because they have the media on their side that's propagating their message. The second is the liberal politicians of our government are also in their back pocket, and now they have a president. Now we have a president who is also pushing and generating support for their agenda. And all that is getting their message out and making it very much easier for them to get what they have desired, and that is normal acceptance as a normal, acceptable lifestyle. Now, they are very good, and they've been very good at what they've done, but the truth of the matter is that all the propaganda and all the politicians and all the media and all the left in our Congress, none of them can underline, and none of them can destroy, and none of them can make go away the plain passages of Scripture written by the inspiration of God, given by the God of heaven, who created and designed the institution of marriage and made it one man and one woman. And all the propaganda in the world cannot change that. And all the propaganda and all the media and all the politicians and any opinion the Supreme Court wants to give will not change the facts as they are presented by God. And so we're right where we've always been. Those who are faithfully trying to serve God call things by what God calls them. They call Bible things by Bible names. God calls homosexuality a sinful lifestyle, and one that is not repented of will cost a person their soul for all eternity. It's not my opinion. It's not what I think. It's what the book says. Read the passages. Please tune in again next week.